ever get that feeling? You know, that deep spiritual pull, that sense that there's just got to be more to life than what we see on the surface. But maybe you've also stepped away from organized religion. Well, if that sounds like you, you are part of a massive, massive shift in how people think about faith. So today, we're going to explore what it really means to be spiritual in our modern world.
This is it, right? This is the big question, and we're going to unpack it today. And honestly, the answer might just change how you see your own inner world. Okay, so to get started, we've got to talk about this huge demographic shift, the rise of a group that researchers have nicknamed the knowns. And just so we're clear, that's N-O-N-E-S.
So who are these nuns? Well, it's actually pretty simple. They're the people who, when they're given a survey and asked to pick a religious affiliation, they check the box that says none of the above. They just aren't aligning themselves with any specific institution.
Now, the common assumption, and it makes sense, is that if you're a nun, you must be an atheist or an agnostic. No religion equals no God. Seems pretty logical, right? But this is where the story takes a really surprising turn.
So get this. This data from Pew Research just completely blows that assumption out of the water. A staggering 74% of these knowns, people with no formal religion, still believe in God to some degree. The big takeaway here is that rejecting religion is absolutely not the same thing as rejecting spirituality.
And this isn't just happening with the knowns. If you look at the entire United States, a full 80% of the population believes in God or some kind of higher power.
Let's hop over the border to Canada. Pretty much the same story. 70% hold that exact same belief. And even in Europe, which we often think of as more secular, a solid 65% believe in either a traditional God or some other higher spiritual force. So it's pretty clear that desire for a spiritual connection runs deep.
So this all leads to a really common situation. A ton of people today would say they're spiritual but not religious. But the problem is, after leaving the structure that a religion provides, they often find themselves feeling a little lost, kind of adrift in this big sea of spiritual uncertainty. And this really gets to the heart of why people are leaving in the first place. It's usually not a rejection of spirituality itself. Nope. The number one reason is that they just don't agree with specific religious teachings, especially some of the more, let's say, primitive ideas about God.
So what's the alternative then? Well, the source material for this explainer presents this really powerful idea called the God experience. And it's framed as a personal adventure that's available to absolutely everyone. No church or temple required.
So what exactly is it? Well, it's defined as an authentic, personal encounter with spirit reality. And here's the key. It begins inside you. This is an inward journey, not some checklist of external rules you have to follow.
And the rewards for taking on this personal quest? I mean, they're profound. We're talking about real spiritual transformation, a true sense of peace of mind, and the kind of courage and confidence that changes how you live. Ultimately, it can lead to something called God consciousness, which is this daily feeling of being connected to something greater.
Okay, so how do you even start this journey? Well, the first step, and it is a big one, is to examine and maybe even upgrade your image of a higher power. It's less about the specific name you use and all about the concept you're holding in your mind. This slide just lays it out so perfectly. On the left, you've got that primitive idea that a lot of people are rejecting. A God that's kind of like an angry, judgmental monarch. But then look at the right. That's the upgraded view that spiritual teachers have talked about forever, a loving, compassionate, all-wise source of all goodness. It's really no wonder which one people are more drawn to.
You know, Shakespeare really nailed it. It doesn't matter if you call this higher power God or Allah or the Force or higher consciousness. The name is just a label. It's the essence, the nature of that power that really matters. And this upgraded view isn't some new thing. It's this universal thread you can find woven through the teachings of so many spiritual masters across history and different cultures, from Jesus and Buddha all the way to more modern teachers like Mother Teresa and Wayne Dyer. They were all pointing toward a God of love and positive action.
And this brings us to one last and really crucial point. This spiritual quest to understand a higher power is, in the end, an inward journey to understand yourself. The two are just deeply, deeply connected.
Now look, the idea of knowing an infinite being can feel, well, impossible. But the source material has this wonderful analogy.
Think about your own mother. You don't know everything about her, right? Her entire life story, every single thought she's ever had. But that doesn't stop you from knowing her and loving her. It's the same idea with God. You can experience that connection without having all the answers.
So here's the kind of practical path you could follow. First, just accept the possibility of a higher power in whatever form makes sense to you. Second, take a really honest look at your own beliefs and how they color the way you see the world. Third, be mindful of that. And finally, make a conscious effort to connect with that inner spirit through your own thoughts. This beautiful quote from Guru Nanak just captures the whole essence of this journey. It's about connecting with a singular, universal truth, the creative force that's behind everything. And the ultimate goal of this whole path? It's to achieve what's called God consciousness. And this isn't some abstract, mystical state that's impossible to reach. It's the very real, tangible experience of feeling that divine presence and love as a vibrant part of your everyday life. So as we wrap this up, I want to leave you with this question to really reflect on. Take a moment and think about it honestly. What are the core beliefs, the ones you know about, and maybe the ones you don't, that are shaping your perception of the world, of yourself, and your place in the universe? The answer might just be the first step in your own personal God experience.